The Olympic Years, a series of programs outlining the events and music that shaped the last 40 years of the Olympic Games, from 1956 in Melbourne to 1996 in Atlanta. This week, 1956, Melbourne, Australia.
Please, 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 please.
The 1956 Olympic Games in Melbourne, Australia. Armed conflicts in Egypt and Hungary threatened to disrupt the Games, which were scheduled to begin on November the 22nd during the summer down under. In July, Egypt seized the Suez Canal from British and French control. In October, Britain and France invaded Egypt in an attempt to retake the canal. Never far from the news in its 87-year history, it hit the headlines like a bombshell when, without a hint of warning, Egypt's premier, Colonel Nasser, announced that his country was taking it over. The profit is to be used to complete the Aswan Dam, a huge project from which Britain and America recently withdrew their offers of financial aid. Egyptian crowds enthusiastically acclaimed Nasser, but Egypt's arbitrary action had provoked a major crisis. British Prime Minister Anthony Eden.
This I must make clear. We cannot agree that an act of plunder which threatens the livelihood of many nations shall be allowed to succeed. And we must make sure that the life of the great trading nations of the world cannot in the future be strangled at any moment by some interruption to the free passage of the canal.
Well, Bebop Luna, she's my baby. Bebop Luna, I don't mean my baby. Bebop Luna, she's my baby. Bebop Luna,
in November, Soviet tanks rolled into Hungary to crush anti-communist revolts. The direct bearing these events had in Melbourne came when the Soviet water polo team met the Hungarians in the semi-final. Hungary won 4-0, but the match turned ugly after a Hungarian player was pulled bleeding from the pool with a deep gash over his eye from a Soviet headbutt. A brawl quickly ensued involving both players and spectators, and police had to step in to prevent a riot. The captain of the Hungarian team outlined just what happened in the water.
I was the captain of the team, and really, that game was a hard game. CCCP, you know, it's in the training costume, and CCCP in the tanks in Budapest, the same. But Russian player kick back, and Ervin Zadon, the player, beside his eye, it was open, the skin, and from that period is a bloodbath.
This is Hungary calling. This is Hungary calling. The last remaining station. War to the United Nations. Early this morning, the Soviet group launched a general attack on Hungary. We are requesting you to send us immediate aid in the form of parachute troops over the Trans-Danubian provinces.
For the sake of God and freedom, help Hungary!
Found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still.
Ireland had gold to celebrate down under that year. Ronnie Delaney, the first Irishman to break 4 minutes for the mile, won the men's 1500 metres. There was a body of opinion that Delaney should not have been sent after build-up defeats by Britain's Brian Hewson. Delaney, however, stormed to victory.
It was 2:003 at 800 metres. at the bell, 246.8, and in the backstretch, it's Houston in the lead. Rixtenstein of Germany has gone into second place. Youngworth is going back into fifth place now. Langfort and Delaney's moving up. Delaney's gone up. He's in the middle of the field on the outside, putting on tremendous acceleration. That's him moving past Landy. Delaney got up. He's joined third. He's just got Rixtenstein and Houston ahead of him. They're coming into the stretch, and Delaney looking very strong. What strength as he goes past Rixtenstein. Houston is choking, and Delaney is going by. Delaney is going for the tape, and Rixtenstein coming up in the second place. Here comes Landy in third place. He's gone up level with Rixtenstein, but running Delaney takes gold for Ireland. Delaney in 3:41.2, then Rixtenstein, Landy, Tabori, and Houston. A new Olympic record, and a fantastic last lap of 54 seconds.
Though we're aboard, one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
British athlete Chris Brasher became a BBC commentator. He was first across the line in the 3,000-metre steeplechase, but he was disqualified for interference on the last lap.
The announcement came over. The loudspeaker can still hear it. The result of the 3,000-metre steeplechase: first, Roginoy of Hungary. Second, Larsen of Norway. Third, Laufer of Germany. And I went up to an official and said, "Oi, you know, they've got that wrong." And he said, "Is your name Brasher?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "You're disqualified."
The British team appealed, and Brasher was awarded the gold medal. He turned up at the medal ceremony a little worse for wear after celebrating a little too much with the British press.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Back in 1956, the king of rock and roll, Elvis the Pelvis Presley, returned to Tupelo, Mississippi. Advance sales of his new disc topped the million mark, a record of the record business. The local girls went crazy. One leapt onto the stage, and the cops had to stop her from jumping on his blue suede shoes. They just love Elvis to death, but perhaps Elvis has too much rough adoration. He didn't like being called Elvis the Pelvis.
I don't like to be called Elvis the Pelvis, but I mean, it's one of the most childish expressions I've ever heard coming from an adult, Elvis the Pelvis. But if they want to call me that, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it, so I just have to accept it. I've got to accept the bad with the good.
In Melbourne, the Soviets outmedaled the US for the first time, cleaning up in gymnastics and winning their first track and field titles when Vladimir Kutz won 5,000 and 10,000 meter golds. The American men won 15 track and field titles, including three golds for sprinter Bobby Morrow, and Al Erter's first victory in the discus came in Melbourne. Harold Connolly of the US won the hammer throw, and the hearts of the women's discus champion Olga Flikatova of Czechoslovakia. The romance captured the imagination of the world, and 3 months after the games, they were married. Emil Zatopek, the Czech hero of Helsinki, returned to defend his marathon title, but he came in sixth. Winner Alain Mimon of France had finished second to Zatopek three times in previous Olympic races. There was also an hilarious moment at the start of the race when the starter judged that one of the 46 runners had moved slightly and he recalled the whole field. It's now accepted it's the only instance of a false start in the 26-mile event. Vasiliev Ivanov of the Soviet Union had cause to regret his celebrations after winning gold in the single sculls rowing in Melbourne. After the medal presentation, Ivanov threw his gold medal into the air, but failed to catch it, and it fell into Lake Wenderee, where the rowing events were taking place. And Ivanov's gold is still there. Despite diving in after his precious medal and spending several hours looking for it, it remains in the lake all these years later. Divers even took up the search, but failed to find any trace of it. Ivanov was distraught, but after the games, the International Olympic Committee decided to present him with another gold medal.
For me, wait for me. I'd walk you home in the moonlight. Once more, our love will be free.
The 1956 Games also saw first when some sports were actually held in a different country. Due to Australia's strict quarantine laws, the equestrian championships were actually held in Stockholm.
Here's hoping you're thinking of me. My mind's made up so long until I'll be home to start serving you.
The 1956 Olympic Games in Melbourne, Australia. Time of world conflicts, Elvis Presley and Ronnie Delaney. Next week, 1960, Rome.